Hello, Audio Boomland. It's rather late at night and I'm just about to go to sleep. But I thought I'd let you know how things were going with my new home by the sea at Tuglet's Terrace in Folkestone. I've got the leak sorted out and mended. There were two leaks we found. There was the boiler leak, and I also found a leak under the sink when I ran the tap and turned it off. I could hear water, and I opened up the cupboard under the sink, and there was a big puddle there. So I thought, oh God, I do not need this. So luckily my landlady is very good, and she got a plumber. He didn't get here till about 7 last night because he was on another job. But he was really good. He sorted out the boiler. I think there was something wrong with one of the valves. Whoever had installed the boiler hadn't shut it off properly. And as for the leak in the sink, whoever took out the washing machine forgot to shut the waste pipe for it, which is why it was leaking. So he sorted that all out, and he also did the thermostat for my boiler. So he did all the times, so the heating comes on in the morning and in the evening, and set thermostat for times during the day as well, and showed me what to do if I wanted to increase the heat at any particular time if I was feeling a bit cold. So he did that. So now Tuglet's Terrace is warm and toasty and no leaks, thank goodness, which is a relief. I've got all the gas and electricity sorted out and on a proper meter rather than those dreadful prepaid key meters. So that's all done as well. Not sure what I'm going to do tomorrow. We might go out shopping and take the bus into town. So got to start getting used to buses a bit more. Although it's not too bad a walk into town either. So depending on the weather, we might take the bus. Probably get the bus home. We'll probably go to Lidl's. There's some quite nice food shops here, actually. We have a Sainsbury's, a Asda, a Lidl's, and an Iceland, and up near where Barbara is, there's a Tesco Express as well, and a couple of other Tesco Expresses dotted around, so I'm not going to go hungry. There's a couple of proper greengrocers and a couple of traditional family butchers, which is nice. You don't see so many of those around. And there's plenty of shops. So there's Wilkinson's, Poundland, 99p shop, Bunmarsh, probably a few other clothes shops. And I think there's a Savers here for cheap toiletries and things. And a nice cafe and a good few pubs, good fish and chip shops. You know, not the horrible crappy things that North London had to offer. I mean, they had some fish and chip shops, and as far as I'm concerned up there, they wouldn't know proper fish and chips if it jumped up and bit them on the arse. But down here, you have got proper fish and chip shops, and of course Folkestone not only has a beach, it's not only a beach resort, it has a proper harbour, and you can actually go to the harbour and buy fresh fish, and they will fillet it for you as well. So I might go and indulge in some freshly caught fish one day. which sounds rather good. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff around here. You know, there's nice walks, parks. And, of course, there's a nice wild bit of beach to let the dogs off onto called the Warren. That's open all year round. You don't have to worry about restrictions on there as long as you pick up the poo, which is no problem. And, yeah, so we've got plenty of links. Oh, and I forgot the, as far as food shops are concerned, there's a huge Morrison's on the way to Cheriton. And it is a big one. The only downfall I've discovered is that when I was changing my addresses on my apps for various deliveries for groceries, I went to the Morrison's one and I thought, oh, good, you know, they've got big Morrison's here, so I'll be able to get deliveries. And although they've got a big Morrison's here, they don't actually deliver in this area. Morrison's don't. So come on, Morrison's. Do some delivery as well. But that's no worries. There's plenty of places to get food from. So that is really it for Folkestone for the moment. Everything seems to be working nicely. I had a lovely shower this morning, which I was really looking forward to after not being able to get the boiler working. So things are looking up. Gradually unpacking. Found a few more things to put into the kitchen. I'm going to need to get furniture, but that's no problem. There's my fridge, freezer and my washing machine are coming a week tomorrow, or a week today, even if you're in the UK time. And I want to get a couple of settees, you know, a couple of sofas to make the lounge area look more like a lounge. And I'll need some wardrobes for the bedrooms. And a few things, maybe CD racks, a couple of bookcases possibly. I'd like to have a mantelpiece put up so I can put ornaments on there. I'd like to get myself a nice sounding chiming clock as well, just to make the place feel more homely. So that's enough rambling from me. Probably getting on towards 1 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, so it's bedtime for me. So I will say goodnight to you all and speak to you again in Audioboom Land another time. Bye-bye.